What a beautiful night. How y'all doing? It's 9:30 at night. And you're listening to All One Word. The funny thing is, it's other people who started that off. I don't think I ever said All One Word. You've got to get a really deep guttural All One Word. I can't do it at the minute because I'm still suffering with a bit of sinusitis. And anyway, I'm just talking gibberish. So I've missed two recordings for Audio Mo. Sorry, Rog. 2014. And I don't want this to be one. This is just going to be a regular Audio Boo recording. And that's because for two reasons. One reason overall, and that's time. I'm going to say time. I've committed myself to quite a strict fitness regime. So I and some friends, they're training for other things, you know, marathons and, you know, things. And I thought it would be a good bit of motivation for me. So from 6:30 every night, which is, I don't really enjoy that time because, you know, I finish work and then there's this weird period when I'm not doing anything. I suppose I could stay at work. I don't really enjoy that. I like to see my family. But then we meet up at the gym and do some physical training. So I'm kind of concentrating on running at the minute. Not totally running, but we're all doing this program. So I've been coming home from that, you know, it's only an hour and a bit. And then for the past few nights I've been editing and uploading my videos of the Hadrian's Wall Path Trek, which I should have done weeks ago, really. But anyway, they're up there. There's five, if you care to search. There's five parts, one for each day. I suppose I'll stick a link to one of them in the description of this audio boo. And you know, you can get the rest from that for on YouTube, on the tube. I love YouTube. I could watch YouTube all day long, and that's going from the very short videos that people do to to the longer ones. Like, I must warn you that they average about 21 minutes each of, you know, those five videos. The original recording time was, I actually had 3 hours, 11 minutes of GoPro footage. And I pushed out a raw, unedited, a raw, unedited, complete set of rushes or clips at 3 hours, 6 minutes. I took some off. Some were just me faffing with the camera. So I've taken some off. And I pushed that up virtually straight after the walk. And a few of you have watched it. But anyway, it's YouTube that I wanted to talk about tonight. You know, in the beginning it was a lot of rubbish, wasn't it? It was just people... was it Graham? Was it Black 73 Cat talking about this? I can't remember who was talking about it exactly, but... in the beginning, it was just a place to chuck your really rubbish quality clips from your really rubbish phone. What was that old file extension for videos for mobile phones? Was it .3GS or something? You know, oh God, it was awful. It was hopeless. So there was a lot of rubbish. And then people started, you know, producing. They started editing and, you know, directing videos to produce things. And so then YouTube grew. Oh, my God, somebody's been fly-tipping. Let's have a look at this moss first. I'm thinking aloud here. So, and then kind of, and then Vimeo turned up, and Vimeo are kind of the Rolls Royce of video production, kind of in the public domain. And now you kind of have to pay for it, ish, to submit your videos. Right, hang on a sec. Oh, you're waiting for your play. Come here to me. Oh, you're not disappearing, you tinker. A lot of foxes down here. Don't want you rolling in fox poo, Molly. So, yes, yeah, somebody has been fly tipping. Oh, isn't it lovely? Let's have a look. It's a kind of a walkway. There used to be buildings in the bit that I'm walking along now, but there are none. I think there was an evidence of a gate post. I can't tell you now because it's overgrown with nettles and sticky jack and cow parsley and other things. Yep. Okay, so people have dumped loft insulation, carpets, a log. A very small bath, about a metre long. Oh my God. I wonder if there's anything to suggest who it is, who's dumped it. I'm going to take a photograph. I think I should tell the council, are they? Somebody's got to be responsible. Probably hear that. But YouTube is just such a... You can find anything on YouTube, can't you? Tutorials are what I look up quite a lot. And look, between flipping Google and YouTube, you don't need to ask any person anything anymore, do you? I mean, I don't say that in a positive sense, but I say it as a, you know, kind of general observation. Oh, lots of flies down here. Oh, there's that gatepost. So, it offers an abundance of entertainment. I've started... I don't want to say started, I've been following for quite a while. An American chap by the name of Jack Douglas, and his... I think his YouTube channel is called Jack's Films. I think it is. He does 3 or 4 different types of programme. Right, Molly, we'll go back this way. Come on, this way. He does 3 or 4 types of things. One of them's called YGS, Your Grammar Sucks. And what he does is he asks people to submit screen captures of... I think the comments and tweets and Facebook, you know, comments and things, you know, that are extremely bad grammar. And I find them very entertaining, to be honest. I find him very entertaining. He does a couple of other things. He does parody stuff, which I don't find that interesting. But I like the Your Grammar Sucks. And the reason why I like it is because I hate people who, you know, do... It's not necessarily text speak. It's just crap grammar. Rubbish. Oh, really winds me up. So I kind of enjoy watching that. I'm not going to poke around because there could be rats and all kinds in this. But this is obviously some kind of firm because it's carpets and loft insulation in this. Oh, this is disgusting. Disgusting. Why can't they just take it to the tip? There's a tip about 4 miles away from where I'm stood right now. Anyway, so YouTube, yeah, I mean, YouTube's YouTube, isn't it? I also have been watching Spring Watch, that's on the television at the minute here in the UK. I don't know whether they're doing it in the Republic of Ireland, but what you've got Michaela Strachan and Chris Packham, who have been doing wildlife stuff for years. They used to have a kids programme called The Really Wild Show, and I remember them doing some kind of wildlife stuff before The Really Wild Show. But you know, I was very young when that was on the telly, maybe 7. And I think Chris Packham said tonight on the telly that he's 53 now. He doesn't look it. He's aged very, very well. So, Springwatch, all about nature in the UK, plants and, but animals and birds. They featured a lot of snakes tonight, actually. It was interesting. Come out there. All right, that's somebody just dumping the stuff in there, the garden waste from those houses over there, no doubt. Well, that's okay, that doesn't matter. Smell the vegetation on this warm night. It's really warm. Really warm at the minute. I'm walking under a horse chestnut tree at the minute, and the conkers are starting to grow. They're about a centimetre and a half in diameter. They're actually quite big. This year's going so quick. Scary, scary how quick it's going. Oh my life, the moon is full. All of these things I'm discovering. This weekend, I'll be going to do another wild camp in my Lavu. This, oh God, dog, why do you have to defecate there? I'm in a couple of groups on Facebook, wild camping groups, and a couple of guys have asked me if I would, you know, kind of review in the crudest sense of the, or the truest sense of what they were after. They wanted me to review my Polish Army Lavu a bit more, and apologies for the crackling of the bag. And so, I'm going to do that. Hang on. Right. See, a responsible dog owner cleaning up after my dog. So yeah, I'm going to go out in my Lavu again. Hopefully the weather's going to be alright. This time with fully charged GoPro batteries. I'll take two. Take two. I've got about 9. Yeah, so quite tired. Last 3 nights, it's been a 1 a.m. bedtime due to upload, you know, editing and uploading videos, but they're all out now. But I haven't really done any audio booze. Well, I've done the audio more audio booze. I've actually got 3. Well, one's nearing completion actually. You know, I was doing little bits and pieces here and there for, you know, in GarageBand. Just need to add a few more things, and then that one will be complete. The other two are a long way off, so I'm, you know, I've missed 2 days of audio more. I feel a bit guilty, to be honest. But thanks to Ernie, Ernmander, and the AudioMo Twitter account, thanks to that, thanks to the fact that he's been retweeting people's AudioMo's recordings, I've found quite a lot, and I've followed a couple more people, and, or, no, I shouldn't say that, because I wasn't in the right platform at the time, but I've listened to their audio, but it was very, very interesting. And because, I mean, Ernie, if you are listening, I don't know whether you are, but have you been retweeting them more than last year? It just feels as though you are, or maybe more people are recording audio moves, you know, this year. I don't know. But because of that, I have noticed that there are a lot of people who are recording audio moves from the VI community. And some fascinating things. I can't quote any off the top of my head because, quite frankly, I'm running on fumes at the minute and I can think about enough to keep me walking. I'm quite tired. But yeah, it's been great. I've really enjoyed it. I've really enjoyed it. And I have got a ridiculous amount of audio boost to listen to still. I'd start listening to them at night time and I'd get about a minute and a half in and that'd be me asleep. But I've been listening in the morning, you know, get up and pot around the house. So I listen to audio boost then. I've got a kind of a routine in the morning where I've got about maybe 35 minutes to listen to audio boost. Before I need to, I've got this thing about listening to the news. It's for two reasons, and this is the news on the radio, on my phone, you know, a digital station. One, I know what time it is, and two, the obvious, just to know what's going on. So, yeah, I'll catch up. I know I will. Especially if I'm going wild camping this weekend, I'll definitely catch up. Well, I say that, I'll end up watching, watching a film. I tell you what, you know something. Of course, you don't. I haven't told you, but I can tell I'm working hard in the gym because I think mentally, once that work is done, once that physical exercise is done, I kind of switch off after that. I'm like, right, that's it now. What's the next thing? Right, eat or shower, eat, and then watch a telly or do computer stuff. Anything physical after that, I'm freaking jiggered. Honestly. So that little incline there that I've just walked along, it's got me jiggered. Oh, it's really warm. It's been warm today. I've been doing a lot of, as my dad says, humping and dumping, you know, a lot of laborious tasks today, as in physical tasks, and moving boxes full of paperwork around in this heat and checking things off. I've got a new line manager and we've been doing 100% checks of things, which is quite enjoyable actually, because I'm new in the job that I'm doing right now, this role. Anything that's wrong isn't my fault, and I know my predecessor's probably going to get it in the neck. But well, she should have done the job properly. It's not difficult. Onto the playing field now. Oh, such a warm night. And then you get these little cool gusts, these little breezes that are a little bit biting. Oh, there's a fellow with two dogs coming. So, only a couple of more days at work, Thursday, Friday, and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then I'm off Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. On Friday, I'll be travelling up to the Lake District to take part in the 10 and 10. Which I'm really looking forward to. Poo bin. Oh, it stinks. I hate that. And then, oh, I was really wanting Monday and Tuesday off, but I've had to cancel a couple of days holiday because I'm being sent on a course. So I'll come back from the after race back from the 10 and 10. And then get my stuff together and go and drive down somewhere. I don't know where it is. Drive to somewhere in Hampshire to go on a course for a week. So I won't be seeing my children for a while, actually. So that's why I have to kind of race back, get up early on the Sunday after the 10 and 10. Because it's about a 6-hour drive. But it's straight down the M6, M5, and then through kind of Swindon, and then down back, and then further south, don't know where I am now. There's the dog, away. Okay, I'm going to go because I'm going to spend about 100 hours chasing this dog about. Been great talking to you. Even though it was just rubbish. Ta-da.
All one word. One word. Out. Out. Out.